Welcome back, you guys. You got Danita with Booty Bands, More Than Fitness Podcast. Excited to be back. Today's topic is three simple steps to unleash your confidence on camera.
You are listening to Booty Bands More Than Fitness Podcast. We are the original Booty Bands and Barbells, where we create long-term results with our three-step system. Transform your mind and body with the first women's complete home gym, top-rated fitness app, and our highest quality nutrition, all at bootybands.com.
This is such a great topic. We have an awesome guest with us today. And what I really love about her is her mission statement. Hear me out. To empower wonderful women around the world and to help them overcome procrastination of self-doubt, fear, and perfectionism. Wow, that just speaks so true to the Booty Bands and Barbells community. And so excited to bring her on so we can learn a lot of value from her. So let's go ahead and bring her on now. Her name is Rachel Chung. She is an IFC qualified confidence and high performance coach. She is also the founder of Essence by Rachel Chung. She has been doing this for well over 8 years, where she focuses on mindset mastery, where she goes into the personality profiling and a personal brand image consulting that really helps women step into their best. Clearly the same as Booty Bands and Barbells, right? So that's why we really connected here. So Rachel, welcome to the podcast.
Woohoo! Thank you so much for having me, Danita. It's such an honor to be here to share all my story and value with all people, audience listening to this awesome podcast.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming, obviously for your time. That's super valuable, as we know. And so thank you for being here and giving us massive value. So let's dive into these three steps about how to unleash your confidence on camera.
Very first step is, when I design this as three steps, I love the simple. I like to simplify everything. And here comes the first one is, know yourself, master who you are. When the behind of this story is, I think whenever I talk with the other women founders, females, entrepreneurs, and whenever they, I just ask you why you are not confident on camera, or even Jenner. And she's the day that she, like the, a lot of people say, I just come the looking at other people. And I think they are look gorgeous. They're just amazing. But just whenever I look back myself, it's just I am not. And starting from comparing themselves to others, always that's the triggering point. And here's the thing, this is our life. This is our business. This is our, the gorgeous, precious life to live our best self. We are responsible to make ourselves happy and most confident, right? And then always we are self-sabotaging just by the non-stop comparison. And I think that's not unfair. That's unfair, that's not right thing. I think we need to be cut the tie. So to do that, just dig deep into ourselves, who we are, what we have in good side in ourselves. Actually, we don't have to be perfect. We can be better and better version and best version in ourselves, in our life. Like I always use this with my client, and one of my client, and she's a lovely person, but she always, you know, the person always, whenever we just compliment, nah, I'm like that. Always find the thing, criticize herself. She was one of the type. And for now, for her privacy, I call her Sarah, because she was a gym trainer. As always, because of COVID, she needed to be move on to the online classes. So she was really struggling to be on camera. So that's why how she originally she came to me. Let's do the personal profiling. And after that, she thought that she was nobody. And that's why she's limiting belief, self-doubt, and she's keen on procrastinating the hard things. She always constantly procrastinating her recording her online course modules. First thing, let's do the test. And after that, she has so many, 7 to 8 strengths, and she can actually agree with that one. Oh, actually, I think I have that part of me. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, actually, yes. I thought, yes, that's right, Sarah. You all have this one inside of you. You just didn't know. After she had also her baby, she really had a concern about her body image. That's also triggered her. But she says, at least I have a really like a really tone, like a the disciplined and resilient to the mind, the personality. And that's why it giving the proof for her to realize that's why actually I could keep pushing through no matter what. So that was her, she didn't realize, but that was her strength. And she's a then work hard, really, really, really diligent. Main point of this first step is it just gives the great opportunity for us to explore what was our hidden values, strengths that actually reignite our confidence was deeply hidden underneath. So that's the very first step. And then when you sparkling on the that hidden confidence, it's gonna be spreading from inside. That's the kind of the start time to unleash.
Yeah, that's awesome. Basically, you were able to take Sarah that was not confident at all. Obviously, her what's stopping her from maybe even in business or wherever it is that she's in her life, if she's afraid to jump on camera, it obviously stops a lot of things. Being able to first find out more who you are and find out what that strength is. And as you tap into that strength, you can allow yourself to grow further from there. That's great. Let's dive into number two.
Okay, so we just found and then the strengths like a master and then know who you are. And then now our confidence has been warmed up. Yes, by the great realizations on our strengths. It's time to dig deeper. The step two is what I found is before I sharing any tactics or any technique, any know-hows to actually transform to them to be more confident on camera, I think there's no point to do without healing their internal side, which is the mindset part. Their mindset and the internal contents, what's going on internal. Everyone says mindset everything. Everyone has the biggest reason to holding them back, to feel least confident, not confident on camera. And everyone has a reason. And for example, if I'm gonna be the, just bring my example, my story, I thought that my initial block, confidence block was, I was always constantly worried about people gonna be judging me. Oh, she is image constant. She look always perfect. Her makeup must perfect, her body perfect, her hair perfect. The perfect, perfect, perfect. That was actually the perfectionist always holding me back. And even though I was teaching about confidence, I was already holding back. I thought that there was perfectionist was my the biggest block. But here's the thing, if you think when I ask you this one idea, one thing, one word, whichever you instantly pop inside of your head, and that's not your biggest confidence block. We need to be dig deeper. At least when you dig 7 layers, actually the root of your problem is gonna be pop up. So if you're listening here, maybe after this finishing this song, maybe the block your time and dig deeper. Whichever you're asking perfectionist, and then ask why. Why is it like that? And then I worry about the people's like, why is it like that? And keep asking. For me, that's why when I hit the bottom one, and that was a fear of a judgment. And in between, when you're asking why 7 times, it's totally possible to keep repeating. It's gonna be asking and then come back and come back and come back.
Okay, so let's give an example really quick. I've seen this done multiple times, but those that are listening right now, this is actually a very, very valuable technique that Rachel's talking about right now. So let's just give an example, Rachel. Use me as the guinea pig for this. Go ahead and ask me the question and let's keep diving into all the 7 whys.
Oh, I love this creativity. Sounds good. Okay. So Danira, so when I ask you why, what's the reason you feel not confident on camera?
Fear of messing up and judgment. Those were the two.
Why was it like that? Why you fear about the judgment and the mess up?
Probably because deep down, I feel like then I didn't have the professionalism that I really wanted to be. I had in my mind where I wanted to be, but I felt like I wasn't quite there. And so it was kind of a perfectionist mentality that I wasn't where I wanted to be.
Okay. So it's kind of the perfectionism that makes you for fear of judgment. Okay. Why was you always by the perfectionist?
yeah, the standard that I created for myself, maybe it goes back to maybe even like being raised as a child and having expectations put on me that I needed to hit a certain standard.
Okay. So why is it like that, the standards?
I would say probably go back to, yeah, parents. If you don't do it right then it's just kind of, you didn't do it, you kind of missed your shot.
Why is it like a try to always rushing to meet the standard?
Yeah, there is a thing of rushing to meet the standard. So life, that's very short. And if we miss our chance, then we're old and we can't really get to the goals that we really want to get to.
So I'm curious, why is it like that? Why try to rush to reaching all goals?
Yeah, I guess it, like I said, it maybe comes back to the environment I lived at home was just everything was rush and on the go. And so now I have this belief that everything has to be rushed and on the go. And if it's not perfect, then it's not good enough. And then it's going to be overridden and looked and not looked at.
Okay, so what I heard is try to rush is to meet the older standards and the older goals, and in, because you don't want to be overlooked anything. Mm-hmm. And why is it like that?
I mean, the answer that comes up, I think I'm getting to the root of the problem because I'm feeling like I don't really have anywhere else to go. And so I feel like all the things that I do in my life seem to be rushed, where obviously that can lead to a lot of failure and not things accomplished completely. And so being able to kind of take more of my time and allow myself to be patient with the process, I could see not only help me with the confidence on camera, but maybe all the other areas of my life as well.
Okay, boom, here. So I asked, you know, seven times, and in the end, thank you so much. Oh, I love these activities. And in the end, what we found is just Dante mentioned the root problem is the fear of that not meeting, right? Fear of, so all kinds of the fear.
I think it does come down to a fear. I think you definitely hit it. So just in fear and being, I think awareness is obviously the first step to change. So being able to get to the root of the problem and then kind of having it look you in the face, you kind of look at it back and you go, huh, that's not really that big after all. And you're able to kind of let that fear subside as now you're able to be aware of it and kind of shine the light on it. When you shine light in a dark room, the darkness goes away, right?
Yeah. I think that's why whenever I did these seven layers, like for myself, and they, just like a quick, just quick activity and example with Danita, it's surprising. Something unexpected is pop up. Oh, actually, okay. And when you dig deeper, that's what kind of this is value of doing this one. So I highly recommend to follow this step, second one, dig deeper. Find your root problem of your confidence block. Okay, so quick recap. First one was know yourself. And the second one is to find your confidence block, which is the root problem of your confidence block. And third one is find your signature strengths. Easy to understand is we all know kind of superpower. Just the power of one, focusing on one. Out of everything, find your one signature strength. Why? Because whenever in this world, in front of camera, even in your life, even in your business, whenever we have naturally gonna be shaken like attempted by fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of self-doubt, it's gonna happen no matter what. It's never gonna 100% fully covered, fully healed. It's gonna happen, but how can we prevent and protect ourselves not to be affected by that? And that's what one signature strength. So no matter what anyone said about you, and no matter like judge you, no matter you just attack you, you just a really huge belief with you have a one signature strength. No matter what, I'm excellent in it. I'm great. I'm proud of myself, because make you grounded, and it's gonna become whenever you lost, let you find the light out of the dark. So these are signature strengths. And how we can find the signature strengths is there are many different the complicated way when actually I use inside of my coaching. But here we are talking about here simplify the step. So the best step is you can do is first one, you just find your strengths, your option of the 7 to 8. And after that, ask yourself internally and then score them out of 10. Okay, out of 10, I feel proud of this strength. Okay. And then second one is, okay, I think how much you resonate with the one being in naturally, no matter what, without any effort, natural. Okay, internally check. And then now the externally check. How often you actually hear about this as a compliment from others out of 10? And then the second question is, how much are you actually standing out from this one? And then externally check quickly 2-2. And what this one gives to you is, we are actually scoring internally our what we think ourselves in terms of strengths, and externally actually how other people perceive you in terms of their strengths. So give yourself proof again, data. And after that, whichever highest, so you're gonna be somewhat right, and whichever highest score is your signature strengths. Always remember this one. You can be put everywhere. You can put on your note, your phone, and you always you can use this as your mantra morning and night whenever you're stressful. So for me, is my signature strengths. After that, my signature strengths is very empathetic. So whenever people see, they feel really comfortable to talk with me instantly, even though they're first point, because I'm very empathetic whatever they talk, and they feel really comfortable. So they really open to me very easily and quickly. So that's my signature strength. So for me, whenever I feel really judged and I feel really hurt from other people's and some failure, feel really hurtful failure, and that moment I have some, with a deep breathing, just close my eyes with an intro, I'm empathetic. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so positive in that. I'm so happy being empathetic. So like they made me grounded. And then instantly, yes, they are better side, because I'm a human being, but at least I'm absolutely loved in being empathetic as my best version of myself. Then I feel happy.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, we want to learn more about you. So where are some, what is your favorite platform that I can send people down in the comments of where they can follow you, your story? Maybe if they want to know a little bit more about the personality charting that you do or anything that you can help them with, where can they go?
So just a search, like find me at Essence by Rachel Chung. So you can see me there and all my sharing inside of my Instagram handle. And then there is a lot of videos, and I doing the live every week and sharing so many great things. And then you can definitely check in, and or otherwise you can simply message me and then we can connect from that point. Oh, can't wait.
That's great. I'll go ahead and put her information down in the chat section so you guys have that as well, so they'll be easy to find. And just wanted to say again, thank you, Rachel, for your time today. What valuable information about how we can become our more confident self, whether that's on camera, whether that's in life in general, how that can really domino and ripple effect into the other areas of our life. So thank you so much for your time, and excited to be in touch soon and be able to do some more podcasts with you later.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Wrapping up, we hope that this left you with some valuable information that you can help with improving your mind, your body, and your life. Really, we're about helping you step into your best self, and that's why we do these weekly, so that we can hear from you and how it resonated. So go ahead and write us a review, and we will pick weekly giveaways on our unique booty bands to give away. So thank you guys so much for listening. It was awesome having you on. I'm very excited to leave your review. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you can get notified on any future podcasts that come out. And of course, join the community and join the app called Booty Bands and Barbells, where you'll find us in the workouts, the meal plan, and of course, all the fun challenges. I'll see you soon, and I'll see you in the workouts.